welcome you back to our regularly scheduled program. A quick reminder that you can listen to my talk at irregularly unscheduled times.
How do we do that?
Via podcasts on the MyTalk app or at mytalk1071.com.
Savage love. Did somebody break your heart? Looking like an angel, but you're savage love. When you kiss me, I know you don't get to. But I still want that. You're savage love.
Big news, guys, on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com, Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
Armie Hammer is a cannibal, and... Okay.
What?
Did you see that Armie Hammer was trending yesterday at all on the Twitters?
I did not, but anytime people think celebrities are cannibals, I get very concerned.
Does that happen often?
Well, it does. But let's talk about why Armie Hammer is.
Okay, so.
Or not.
Yesterday, Armie Hammer was trending on the Twitters. And the reason why was because of this leaked screenshot of a chat that allegedly occurred between Armie Hammer and some gal. They were DMs. Wherein Armie Hammer said some real nasty stuff. And what it made it sound like is that Armie Hammer is really into some kinky person eating.
What?
That he's a cannibal.
Okay, I'm going to let you explain further because there are a lot of different ways you could take that.
Fantasizes about eating humans, people, in a sexual way.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, to be fair, I have talked about the fact that I would probably eat
so
myself.
So different, Bradley.
But, yeah, as opposed to like eating in a satiating way?
No, yes, in eating
well,
in a
sexy way.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Because like, remember there was that guy once who like cut off a piece of himself and then like fried it up for everyone and like... Not for them to eat, but he ate it in front of everyone.
Yes, that actually happened. That is a true story.
So you're not saying that. You're saying that he wants to actually be a cannibal. What?
Right. That he, and I'm trying to find the actual DMs because they've like disappeared from this story. Yeah,
while you're doing that, can I just say that like the notion that Armie Hammer is kinky is not new.
Correct.
In fact, we have blind items and have read several blind items alluding to the fact or straight up saying that Armie Hammer's gets, you know, freaky's not the word, like
right.
Freaky
that
deaky.
That he is all the way
just
freaky
like worse
deaky.
Than freaky.
It's super freaky.
At least according to the 90s.
Right. No, you're right. That has been a rumor. And suddenly people are coming out of the woodwork with these DMs allegedly from Armie Hammer. And you know, it's hard. It's so hard because when I first brought this to the table,
it's so hard. This Hammer cannibal story. It's hard.
But you're going to agree with me on this part because Twitter is a living, breathing organism. Mm-hmm. The story as it occurred yesterday when I first happened upon it has grown, changed and shifted such that the original conversation about him being a cannibal is no longer accessible. And there's all kinds of other stories popping up that claim to be DMs from Armie Hammer. So again, like you said, if you wish to dovetail on the rumor that he's freaky to the deaky, this is a great way to do it right here in this Twitter moment when he's trending. So people are probably hopping on board. It's hard to say. So all of this is unsubstantiated is the bottom line. But it has provided a distraction in the middle of a time where what I think the world needs is a story about Armie Hammer being a sexual cannibal.
Well, the thing that scared me was that, and I don't even want to go down this road, but there are conspiracy theories in the world that involve this kind of stuff. And I thought, is this him just getting caught up in a wider thing? But I don't even want to go down this road.
So here, when I say that, like, it's a widely known fact, or it's a widely known suspicion that Armie Hammer is, as you said, Bradley, freaky deaky. He made headlines in 2017 because he had liked a bunch of tweets about BDSM and bondage.
Yeah.
So this is, again, it's not like an, it's like a very open speculation. And so in a moment where we might be a little bit hungry, no pun, that was a bad choice of words.
Hungry for the taste of human flesh.
We might be looking for a distraction in celebrity gossip stories. And Armie Hammer has been in headlines, of course, because he and his wife, Elizabeth Chambers, have split. And she's got the kids in Grand Cayman. Don't even get me started.
Although, did we talk about that story? Because he's now in the Cayman Islands.
Too?
He had to quarantine, and I think he either just got out of quarantine or was still in and will be out shortly to see his kids. Finally, it's been
months. Yeah.
So
he's in headlines for that reason. And so, of course, somebody's going to seize the moment with this weird, sexy cannibal tweet situation.
Well, also, Twitter just gets real weird real fast.
That's what I mean by it's a living, breathing organism. And so the story changes rapidly. I almost can't even keep up with it, and now I can't even find the original.
I don't know if you tuned into social media lately. It's not easy to keep up with anything.
Agreed. Oh. Although he's no longer trending, so life has changed. Things have changed.
We have moved on.
People have changed. But yesterday it was hot. That's all I want to tell you. Yesterday it was hot. My quick take on the whole issue: Armie Hammer, not a cannibal, but totally freaky deaky.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, who isn't freaky deaky?
Everybody's got their own.
They made a movie about it in 2012. It's a comedy crime thriller.
It's called Freaky Deaky.
Called Freaky Deaky. It's an hour and 30 minutes.
That will be time well spent. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, spend time with us. We're going to tell you who the celebrities behaving badly are. We call them
D-Bag.
After this on My Talk 107.1.